Warsaw. Polish nationalist opposition candidate Karol Nawrocki narrowly won the second round of the country's presidential election with 50.89% of the vote, the Electoral Commission announced early Monday. The narrow victory delivered a significant setback to the pro-European government led by Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Nawrocki, 42, defeated Rafał Trzaskowski, the liberal mayor of Warsaw and a key ally of Tusk, who secured 49.11% of the vote. The result is expected to complicate the government's efforts to push ahead with judicial and social reforms, as the Polish president holds veto powers that could block key legislation. A historian and former head of Poland's Institute of National Remembrance, Nawrocki campaigned on a staunchly nationalist platform. Backed by the right-wing Law and Justice, PiS, party, he pledged to uphold traditional values, resist EU influence, and prioritize social benefits for Polish citizens over refugees, particularly those from neighboring Ukraine. The election drew a record 71.31% turnout for a second-round presidential vote, according to the Electoral Commission. President Andrzej Duda, a close ally of Nawrocki and PiS, praised voters for participating in large numbers. "Thank you for participating in the presidential elections, for the turnout, for fulfilling your civic duty, for taking responsibility for Poland. Congratulations to the winner. Stay strong, Poland," Duda wrote on the social platform X. Though the presidency is largely ceremonial, the role carries the power to veto legislation. Nawrocki is expected to continue Duda's conservative stance, including opposition to liberalizing abortion laws and halting planned reforms to the judiciary. The result is closely watched in Kyiv, Moscow, Brussels, and Washington. With Poland playing a pivotal role in NATO and the EU, Nawrocki's win raises concerns about the country's future relations with Brussels and its continued support for Ukraine amid Russia's ongoing war. While Prime Minister Tusk's government retains control of parliament, Nawrocki's presidency is likely to trigger a period of political deadlock, with key reforms facing strong resistance from the presidential palace.